Is there any way that you might use that word common to, in a bad way about a person? Have you ever heard somebody say, well, he's just common as old Billy Dirt? But for the most part, it would mean to you he's just an ordinary kind of person. Well, say a woman who's about 95 years old, something like that, but she still does her own housework and cooks for herself and all that. You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still a mighty
strong old soul. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people say something like she's still mighty lively or mm-hmm. that kind of thing?
Mighty spry.
Mighty spry. Or say your children are out, staying out later than usual. Your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Or say a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he say that he's
scared.
Or
praying.
Is there anything that you ever heard of the children call children who get scared easily?
Scaredy cat.
So-and-so's no scaredy cat. Mm-hmm. Or say a man who leaves a lot of money out in open sight, leaves the door unlocked, you say he's mighty what?
Trustworthy.
Mighty what?
Trustworthy.
Either that or he's mighty
crazy.
Or just plain
ignorant.
Yeah, that. Mighty careless.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you had an aunt named Lizzie, and you might say about Aunt Lizzie, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of
silly.
Could you ever use say something like Aunt Lizzie just acts kind of queer?
Mm-hmm.
Mean about the same thing?
Oddball.
Or say a man who makes up his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong, and he just won't change his mind for anything. You say he's mighty
stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Strong man.
Uh-huh.
Contrary.
Yeah. Ever heard anybody like that called mule-headed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what about somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty
sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Just a personality.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard a person like that called, now he's mighty touchy?
Mm-hmm.
Or say a person like that who will, who's like that, you might say about him, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Or if that kind of person is about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, now just
calm down.
Or let's say that you've been working all day. When you get through, you say you're very
tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
tuckered out.
Or let's say you hear that somebody's in the hospital and you didn't know about it. You might ask, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it?
He got sick.
Or say if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular kind of hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
After a while.
You ever heard people around here say, oh, we get there by and by?
Yeah.
Or what about if a person got overheated and then chilled and his eyes started watering and his nose started running, you'd say he caught a